Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian, and welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 7 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture comes from James, the 5th chapter, verse 16b. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The title of our devotion today is Fervent Prayer. Fervency speaks of our level of intensity, passion, and persistence. Many times we can lose our passion in prayer or stop praying for certain things altogether because we lose heart or we give up. But God invites us to keep them before Him and trust Him for an answer in His time. The Old Testament prophet Elijah practiced a lifestyle of fervent, intense prayer, and he witnessed incredible miracles in his lifetime as a result. In 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 17 through 24, we read of a woman whose only son became ill and died. When Elijah heard the news, he quickly took action and did what he knew best. He fervently cried out to God. Elijah fully believed that God could bring the boy back to life, and he didn't pray just once. It's recorded that he prayed 3 times for the boy's soul to return to him. He prayed fervently, repeatedly, and he wasn't going to give up. Verse 22 reads, "Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived." God honored Elijah's obedience and fervent prayers and brought the boy to life. God hears your prayers as well and will bring an answer in His perfect timing. But don't be discouraged or disheartened if the answer is not exactly what you expected. Commit to praying to God with passion and persistence, trusting the answer will come in God's perfect way and in His perfect timing. As we close out this first week, continue to pray fervently for the main areas of concern in your life. Trust God to bring an answer as you journal your thoughts and inspirations through this time. Let us pray. Lord, teach us to pray. You've given us the gift of partnering with you in prayer. Stir our hearts to prayer. Give us ears to listen as you speak to us in the quiet places of our heart. Increase our faith as we trust you for the answers to our prayers. God, thank you for hearing us. We seek your face. We humbly and persistently ask that you'll do a mighty work in our lives. Use our prayers to bless and to encourage others. Teach us to praise you in our prayers. You, God, are so worthy of our praise. Finally, Father, we pray that you'll bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, with your supernatural favor, and also with a close, personal relationship with you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Remember, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. So our suggested meditation scriptures for today include Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 7 through 11, Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 9 through 11, Ezra 8:23, Psalms 141, verse 2, Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse 22, Acts, the 2nd chapter, verse 42, Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 12, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 18, Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6, Colossians, the 4th chapter, verse 2, and 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 12, part A. God bless you, and we can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.